And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, President Trump called off his own tariffs to Canada on Tuesday night, and he may have gotten a pipeline out of it. 50% duties on about $20 billion of Canadian goods, wine, dairy, cars, and even hockey sticks were set to take effect at midnight, and instead Trump paused them for 3 days, saying the two countries have, in his words, a deal. Then he added that the Keystone XL pipeline, the line that would carry Alberta crude down into Nebraska before Joe Biden killed it in 2021, may be awoken from the grave. Prime Minister Mark Carney confirmed the pause and said substantial progress has indeed been made. Carney may want to move fast, however, because a new report doesn't put his country in good company. A group called Polaris National Security looked at 20 American allies and asked one question: is this country helping us push back on China, or is it getting too close to Beijing? Australia came out near the top because it put nearly $3 billion into building American and British submarines. Canada came out near the bottom because it cut its tariff on Chinese cars from 100% down to just 6%. And one particular election in South Carolina is heating up, it seems. It's a special runoff election, which includes Darlene Graham, who is currently filling the remaining term of her brother Lindsey, who passed away in July. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, of course, appointed Darlene to fill the remainder of the term. But since Lindsey Graham had already won the primary and was going to be again on the ballot as the Republican nominee in November's election, a special Republican primary had to take place, which it did earlier this month on August 11th. And one of the candidates in that primary, of course, was Darlene Graham, along with Ralph Norman, currently serving the U.S. House of Representatives for South Carolina's 5th Congressional District. And there were several other names in that Republican primary, but because no one received a majority, Darlene Graham and Ralph Norman advanced to a Republican runoff, which is going to take place next week on the 25th. So now with that background, here's where the story begins. Earlier this week, there was a debate between Darlene Graham and Ralph Norman, and the moderator during that debate asked Darlene Graham whether Taiwan and the South China Sea are national security concerns for this country. Graham responded, and this is word for word, "I'm not that informed on national security." And Norman's answer to that response was that this Senate seat is a 6-year term, not a training program. It's kind of hard to disagree with that. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.